We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
I've seen the devil in the devil's eyes. It's been too long since I've seen the sunrise. Let it bleed right down into the night. I've seen the devil in the devil's eyes. I've seen the darkness and the darkness arise. I've seen the darkness and the darkness arise. Let it bleed right down into the night. I've seen the devil in the devil's eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Snacky Tunes, coming back live after 2 week hiatus. A little rested up, little road weary from filming dinner with the band. I am one half your host, Terry Diabolik of Finger on the Pulse. Joining and sliding me in the chair is the illustrious Dude You Never Forget.
How's it going?
Good. Who was that?
And that was Drop the Lime, a Snacky Tunes favorite.
And first musical guest on our show.
Yeah, and Michael Meds Remix, who is in studio with us today. He's going to be talking, I believe, about bacon and playing us a bunch of new tunes.
We talk about bacon.
Later half in the show. And yeah, I'm excited. He just ended his like almost 3-year run of the infamous 666 party.
Which we'll be talking about.
Yeah, and being a nightlife personality.
Crazy.
I don't know what that means anymore. But yeah, it's been a long 2 weeks. A lot of changes in the Finger on the Pulse Dinner with the Band family. We wrapped the first 10 episodes. We had some amazing, amazing times. Ate some amazing food. And
what were your highlights of the filming?
I'd have to say having Andrew WK play at a grand piano up there, and not a baby grand, but like a legitimate grand piano was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Shout out to Steinway and Sons.
Yeah, Steinway was very kind to donate a piano to us for the taping, which is expensive to say the least, but they were good. What about you? What were some of your highlights?
Murder City Devils crushed it. Just absolutely to see that powerhouse in Sam's living room. Crazy. And then Rufus Wainwright was amazing.
Right.
And Devil Mix 3 was fantastic. I mean, it was all good.
It was all good.
It all
started out good and then just went to holy crap.
And big shout out to, I mean, we can't list everyone, but the entire crew, Emily, Luke, Joyce, Jean, Pablo, Akiko,
Jen,
Sam, Eric, Chris, all soup all right. Everyone, Whitney, hey girl.
Yeah. I'm still a little tired from it. It's been a long couple weeks.
It's been a long couple weeks. We're really excited. April 27th is the air date.
Yeah.
And we're premiere. Super psyched. And
Rufus Wainwright.
We got a big week this week. We're actually going down to
Mike Probst showing up with beards. Wait. Michael Meds showing up with beards.
Michael Meds showing up with
beards. Mike Probst is dead. Mike Probst is a jerk. Mike Meds brings beards. Cheers. Hey, welcome.
So yeah, we're actually going down to South Beach this Saturday to DJ for Rachel Ray for the South Beach Food and Wine,
the Sobe soundcheck at the Raleigh, and Rachel Ray is hosting. We're surprise musical guests. That's what it says on the flyer. I don't think we're the surprise musical guests. I would be surprised if we are the surprise musical guests.
I'm gonna say her husband's band.
Who's her husband's band?
I the name escapes me, but he's a big musician. He plays that a lot. It's good stuff. It's like bar rock. It's fun.
And then before that, we're going to be out in Chicago playing at Stardust, which is at Berlin, which is
this Thursday. If you've never seen us, and you're in Chicago, it's Thursday. And then also, we're going to Alinea on Friday night, so I'm pretty psyched about that.
Why don't you tell people what Alinea is, since I didn't know before you.
Alinea is Grant Atchison, if that's how you pronounce his last name. I always butcher it. But he is probably one of the best chefs in the world. And he runs Alinea in Chicago, and we're going for the tasting menu. It's about a month before our birthday, but it's going to be our special birthday dinner.
Probably, I'm going to say that probably get taken out to another, go out to another dinner in New York, but we'll lie and say this is the only birthday dinner.
But yeah, so anyway, so enough about us. Let's get into the music, and let's get into our food guest.
Our food guests are, we're still tracking them down. D'Artagnan, who we've had, Ariane de Guin. I'm awful at French. I mean, I'm just terrible, but
anything that comes after a vowel is silent at the end of a word. So
I wish I had.
That's about all I know.
That's pretty good. But she, D'Artagnan, is celebrating their 25th anniversary, which we talked about, which we had her as a guest on the show a few months ago, and we said that we would bring her back. And they had an amazing dinner last night at. That I can't even go into, but it was like
79 Michelin stars.
Yeah, combined 24 Michelin stars and like 42 New York Times stars and like just fantastic. And tonight is actually their more open to the public type event, which we are happy to go. And her father, Adrian, is in town. She's going to go pick them up. And he is pretty much responsible for putting... almost like rare duck breast on the menu in 1959 in France, and becoming a staple and almost a preservationist of bistros and, you know, what it means to be a bistro in the truest sense. And
that true sense is
like simple local flavors, not entirely taxing on the wallet, but, you know, cooked to the region, local fats. Also,
local fats,
like goose fat instead of, you know, pork fat, depending on the region, and things that and more in a sense where it would be like coming to someone's home where, you know, the bartender or the maitre d' is almost as much of a staple as the foods.
Fantastic.
So we are just waiting to get them on the phone. But big news, lots of new music coming out, and one of our favorite bands who we've been unable to line up on the show just due to scheduling is Tan Lines, and their record comes out March 9th, and they're having a record release show next Friday at Monster Island with Bunch of Grape.
This Friday or the following Friday?
Following Friday, March 5th.
Okay.
But I was going to play a tune off of the new record, and maybe a couple tunes, and while we try and get... the father and daughter on the phone. So,
all right, so let's mix up. So, why don't you hop it there? Never Forget's gonna lay down a set. We're gonna chow down on this delicious Roberta's pizza, and we're gonna hang out. We're gonna warm up by the fire and enjoy. It's a nice Monday. We're gonna have some of these Modelos and just kick it for a little bit. You're listening to Snacky Tunes, HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Tune in, eat up, let's go. We'll be right back. All right. Never forget warming it up on a Monday with some hot disco action. I am Terry Diabolic.
Woo.
Part of Finger on the Pulse. Greg is just swapping out the computer for our musical guest coming up in the next segment. Never forget, who was that? Who were those?
That last one was just Greatest Dancer, Dirty Freak remix of Disco Boots. Before that, it's Hot by Pierre Delatouche.
Love that track. Thanks for Lauren Flax for setting that out.
And then I opened that up with Tan Lines from their brand new record. And that track was called Real Life. And after that was off the new Louis LaRoche EP. And that song was called Malfunction.
Love that. Big shout out to Louis.
Yeah. So on the phone today, we have an old favorite guest. Ariane, are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. I would like to apologize for my voice. I have 200 friends who arrived from France last Wednesday, and we've been partying since then every night. So.
No need to apologize to us. We understand how it goes down. How was the dinner last night?
It was really great. Really great.
Do you want to explain to our listeners? We tried to do it justice. We were like, 19,000 Michelin stars, a million New York Times stars. Do you want to just tell people what the event was?
Yeah, well, basically, I tried to put together my friends from France who are chefs and who are from the southwest of France, because that's where I come from. That's where D'Artagnan come from, the Mousquetaire. So in Gascony, we have a very, very old and big tradition of good food and good wine and rugby and good music. And so all my friends that are in those fields wanted to come help me celebrate our 25th anniversary, because D'Artagnan right now is in its quarter of century. And for me it was huge, because once I realized it's not a birthday like any other birthday, it's 25 years, and 25 years that really, to me, it really means something. It means, well, maybe now I don't have to worry so much about being here tomorrow,
Right. A little bit of breathing room. And also, it's not, as we talked before, it's not like you're selling the most, very obvious type of products. You're selling, rare products, or you've had to introduce a lot of different types of meats and game and wild game into the market. So, it's amazing. It's very amazing. And, we used you guys for dinner with the band, and we got stuck on rabbit, like, where are we going to get rabbit? And everyone's like, well, obviously D'Artagnan, because when you need an animal that's not obvious, just call them.
And it was a very, very beautiful product. It was
Thank
a very
you.
Beautiful product.
Thank
so,
you. So part of those friends, because at the end they were like, they are 200 people, and the culminating party is tonight, the big one with everybody together. Last night was pairing my friends from France with my friends from New York. So we had serious Michelin stars from Southwest France that were in the kitchens of Daniel, Jean-Georges, Thomas Keller, Eric Ripert, and Daniel Hum. And they cooked... Each of them cooked a dish together, and our job with the guest was to go from one place to another, and so we ate. If you want the detail?
Of yes. course.
So we started at Daniel. At Daniel, there were five chefs from the Gers department in the region of Gascony, and they did all little reception canapés and little things. They had a station. It was beautiful. We drank Pousse Rapière, the liquor of Armagnac with orange. And then the first dish was made by Daniel and Jean-Marie Gauthier. Jean-Marie Gauthier is the executive chef of the Hotel du Palais in Biarritz, a beautiful hotel, two stars Michelin, and he's a MOF. MOF in French means Meilleur ouvrier de France. He was at one year, he was the best artisan chef in France, named and voted by his peers. So that was the first dish. It was foie gras, of course. It was foie gras. they made a poached foie gras in red wine, Madeira red wine, with a chutney of figs. The second dish was by Daniel Hum with the Purcell brothers. You know, the twin brothers who have three stars in Montpellier, Le Jardin d'Essence.
Of course.
So those guys did a scallop with a truffle vinaigrette, because we had to have some D'Artagnan stuff in there, so we put truffles, lot of them, to hide the scallops, because we don't do fish, you know. So, and then we went to Jean-Georges, where Jean-Georges and Michel Bras were doing the squab, and that was a beautiful, beautiful dish. Then we took the bus again, and every time we took the bus, we had a little shot of a white Armagnac in the bus. So everybody was really in good shape when we arrived at Percé. At Percé, Thomas Keller and my friend Hélène Darroze did the capon. We have an organic capon at D'Artagnan that a lot of people buy instead of the turkey for Thanksgiving, or, you know, as a big bird for Christmas. And so Hélène did the breast one way with lobster and truffle and foie gras sauce. Thomas did the leg, but very, very worked, you know, with a butternut squash puree. And it was shredded, you know, braised a very long time in a very intense sauce. And shredded, it was a magnificent dish. And we had a Chateau Lynch badge, 85 on this one, in Imperial,
wow.
You know, in those big bottles. Yeah, I think this wine was named, this one was 100. It scored 100 at the Wine Spectator.
Wow.
So, yeah. And he did it. Jean-Michel Caz, the owner of Lynch badge, gave it to me for our anniversary because it's 25 years old.
Oh,
so
How appropriate.
Yeah, and then we went in the bus again to Le Bernardin. In the bus, we had another shot of white Armagnac. By the time we got to Le Bernardin, we were pretty drunk. And that was nice. Emeril and Anthony Bourdain were starting to be in good shape. And so we were welcomed at Le Bernardin by the Jazz Maniac. And those are guys that are farmers. You know, they raise Armagnac grapes in Armagnac, but they love music, so they were welcoming us with it's a kind of a Dixieland type band. And then we arrived, and Thierry Marx and Michael, who's Eric Ripper's pastry chef, of course Eric was there, and Thierry Marx, who's the chef, the two-star Michelin chef at Cordeillambage, they all did different desserts. And then we had some incredible Armagnacs, very, very old ones, lots of different ones. So that was a memorable evening.
I mean, to put it in context for some of our music fans, that is like the best concert with the best bands in the entire world all playing the greatest hits for an entire night.
Together. That's the important thing is together.
Together. Yeah. With an open bar.
And not any open bar.
Right. With like, yeah. and it's like, and it's your favorite drink that you've never had,
yeah. What's
that you'll never have again. And that's, and that was your Sunday. And that was just the precursor to tonight, which is the celebration that's a little bit more open to the masses, which we will be attending. And I'm very excited for it.
Yeah, no, tonight is our friends. It's going to be a lot of people. And everybody's coming in red and white. And I thought it may be a good idea to be red and white because it's kind of the colors of D'Artagnan. And because I had decided when I started 25 years ago that it would be nice to have the same colors as my hometown rugby team.
Oh.
So Auch, my hometown is Auch, A-U-C-H, and their colors are red and white. So tonight, everybody is dressed in red and white, and I hope your costume is ready.
I already have my red sweatshirt on, and my red tie. It's got black in it.
Wait, I need to ask.
You're all set. You're all set.
I was going to do a white bow tie with a red rose and a blue shirt. Does that work for you? Is that?
Yeah, the blue is not mandatory.
No, okay, I know, but I figured, you know, let's go all the way.
Colors of France, right?
Colors of France.
Yeah, there is at least one guy who is coming up as a roasted leg of lamb with garlic.
I am taking pictures of that.
Yeah,
that is amazing.
You know what that means? You know how I asked him. You know how? What do you mean? How are you going to do this? So, if I understand well, I think the guy is going to be naked with a head of garlic in a certain part of his body.
Obviously.
Yeah. We will be there at 7 on the dot. We don't want to take any more of your time. Thank you so much. Congratulations. We've only been involved with working with you for a short amount of time, but it really has been amazing to learn about you and your father and your whole history. And once again, congratulations from us.
Thank you, and see you in a couple of hours.
See you in a couple hours.
Oh, and thank you again for all of your product for this last season. You really helped make this show possible.
Thanks. You're very welcome.
All right. We'll see you tonight.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
As I might say, au revoir.
Au revoir. I mean, wow.
Seriously,
if any of you went, drop us a line. Music,
there's no way that the people who went have time to listen to this radio show.
Music at FOTPNYC.com, and let me know how you're feeling this morning.
Yeah. So up on the decks... we have Michael Meds, who's going to drop some tunes for us, and then we're going to talk to him about new projects, Death of a Party, Rebirth, and whatever else he wants to talk about. Thank you for listening to Snacky Tunes. We are your host, Finger on the Pulse. Big shout out to Whole Foods Market today. Big shout out to Roberto's. I'm about to tear into this pizza. And
yeah, the Jesus Christ is...
What's it called? The Jesus Christ?
I think so. Yeah, Jesus Christ. It's winking at me.
Okay.
Don't worry. We'll save you some pizza.
Yeah. All right.
That's the white one. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Snacky Tunes, HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
We'll save it for you.
Let's go.
for everybody or freedom for nobody. America today finds herself in a unique situation. Historically, revolutions are bloody. Oh, yes, they are. They have never had a bloodless revolution or a nonviolent revolution. That don't happen even in Hollywood.
Ladies and gentlemen, smoothed out Monday, Mike Med's on the decks. Welcome back to Snacky Tunes. I'm one half your host, Terry Dybach, finger on the pulse. This pizza is delicious. Thank you, Roberta.
Jesus.
It's awesome.
Jesus Christ. Mike.
What's up?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Not much. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Yes. Do I need to have these on?
What's no, up? I mean, it's just us. All right, cool. I feel comfortable. It's like
he was referring to the cans, which is industry speak for headphones.
Yeah. I wonder if they had... No, I'm not ever going to go there.
Are you anyway. Hold on. Do you nope. really? No. Did you just picture a radio guy wearing like tin cans on his
like shirt? In the 30s? Maybe it was cans. I don't know.
All right. Correct.
No?
Never forget.
I don't know.
Hey. Anyway. So, Mike, welcome. You're awesome. And we opened the show with you. And what were we just listening to?
I can't pronounce your name, of course, because I can never pronounce producers' names.
Right.
But the track is called Hollywood. Who is it, Ryan?
NX and Matt Tolfrey.
We also have his buddy Ryan in here, so it's not just like some weird word.
Hawkaw.
Hawkaw?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
H-A-L-L.
So get closer to the mic, guys. That's what I started. So, a lot of things going on with you, but let's talk about the exciting stuff first. Track coming out, Todd Terry's label.
Yeah.
Release party this Friday at Germs.
Yeah.
Which we just played, and for all of you who don't know, Germs is pretty sweet. Yeah. Took a while for them to catch their traction, but now...
Yeah. Every Friday at Europa. A lot of PYTs.
So what's to give the listeners a little history on this track?
I mean, it's kind of a long story. I'll do it as short as I can. I was DJing in Chicago, and the place I played wasn't that great. There wasn't like anyone there. But yeah, I was playing like house music, and the bartender heard what I was playing, and he was like, dude, you guys have to come to this, like, after thing. And so, like, all right, let's go. And then we went to this, like, after thing at a place called The Evil Olive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A palindrome, if you will.
Yeah. And we walk in, and, like, it's just, like, straight up house music. And it's just, like, it was just, like, one of those, like life-changing nights. I don't know how to explain it. It's just, like... Everything he was playing, like, we didn't know a single track he was playing.
Right.
And it was so awesome. And I, at the time, we didn't know who it was either. I was like DJing across the U.S. and we had this video camera. And when we left this place, I was just like recording with the video camera in the cab. And we were all really drunk. And my friend Ryan had a pit to drink. And he was just like going off about how he felt. And just like the moment. And the whole time the camera was rolling. And so for like a year, we had this amazing footage of like this dude just pouring his heart out about house music. I mean, Ryan, do you have anything to like say about it? Like,
no, you said it well.
For like a year, like, and I always had the idea to try to use it for a track, and then it was probably back in October or September. I just started to work on a track, and I ripped the like audio from that video, and I threw it like in the track, and everything worked out, and I made a track off it. And then one night at this party called that my friend Mike Probes does, sick.
Did.
It was like 3:45 in the morning and we were just DJing. There was like no one there. It was like me, Frog, and probably just me and Frog. And we're just DJing. Like, I'm like, hey, Frog, you want to hear this new track I wrote? And he's like, yeah, sure. And I start playing it. And then all of a sudden, like the only like three people that were at the bar walk over and like they just start freaking out, like, what's this track? And I'm just singing, they're just like drunk people that just, you know, whatever. I'm like, oh, it's like a track I wrote. And then one of the dudes was like, send me this track, and he hands me his iPhone. No, and then I hand him my iPhone and he types in his email address. I'm like, cool, man. Like, I didn't think anything of it. And then I look at my phone and it says toddterry1@AOL.com.
Wow. AOL?
Yeah. No. He makes
That makes a lot of sense.
No, he's very like old school. Like,
what, you got a Prodigy email as well?
He's still anyway, so no, I mean, and so like, and then I like, yeah, I waited at least like 2 weeks, of course.
Because
I don't want to be like the next day, like, oh my God.
Hey.
Oh my God. And at the time I played it at Happy Ending, it actually sounded completely different than how it does now. But by the time I was done with it, it sounded completely different. But about a month later, I was like, hey, remember you were at Happy Ending and you like loved that track? Like, this is it. And I sent it to him. And he still loved it. And then I was like, you know, I don't have anyone to release it yet. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. And then so he signed it.
That's awesome.
Did his own remix. And I have to thank 666.
Did you ever find out who the DJ was that was playing house music at Eva Olive?
Oh, yes. Like 3-4 months later, I was like, I need to know who that was that night. So I just start doing research. And you can find, if you try hard enough, you can find anything you want on the internet.
Go on.
Like,
this is the truth. This is a Snacky Tunes 2010 truth. If you dig deep enough on the internet, you can find anything. Anything. Like the fact that Terry and I are not actually twins.
You gotta dig real deep.
That's because we're triplets and Delmont's out in Ohio. Right.
And it turned out to be Ron Carroll. Do you know who Ron Carroll is?
No.
He's like an old house dude. He's like this big black guy. He's freaking
like Chicago house old school
guy. Yeah, exactly.
You might be familiar with this track. He did Walking Down the Streets with My Nikes On.
Yeah, Walking Down the Street with My Nikes On. Yeah.
Barbie Moore did the really good remix of it.
Boom, boom, boom. Like, it was huge. And when
I mean, those things, I mean, that's the thing. You hang out in New York, Chicago, and you go out enough. Those old house dudes are kind of like Francois K. I mean, you just got, you know, what, Monday night to CLO, still DJing?
We'll be there tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's great.
You guys should come.
After we roll out of that D'Artagnan. If I'm standing after 5 hours of French
wine drinking a thing, I'll roll my fat ass
Dude,
over too.
You have my number. Let's get our house on.
Let's Ooh. Do it. All right. Well, that's a pretty good set. You know, we only have a little bit of time left, so I'd rather you. Do you want to play the track?
Yeah. I'll play Hack and Drunk, and then I have. If there's time, I have two.
Yeah, we'll hit two. Yeah, do it.
Who tracks that? No one's heard yet.
So. Okay. All right. So we're gonna pull the talking a little bit.
Right. Sure. So let's not forget. Track release party.
Friday at
Germs. Is there a list? RSVP at?
It's like, you know what? Just email thehotpink@gmail.com.
Old names from Phoenix.
Danny Lanem.
Oh, my God. You know what? That's the thing. People who are good in the club scene never die. They're just reborn from the ashes of 19-year-old panties.
So once again, thank you. Thank you for listening to Snacky Tunes today. We are your host, Finger on the Pulse. Big shout out to Whole Food Markets. Big shout out to Roberta's and their pizza and calzone. Jack, Inzi, and Rec Tech. Hey, I got it. For making us sound good. And we'll be back next week with an all new edition. If you like today's episode and you want more, we're all podcasts. If you go to iTunes Store and just search Snacky Tunes, we're the only thing that pops up. You can get all of our old episodes. And once again, thanks to Mike Meds. Record release party this Friday, and
big shout out to D'Artagnan as well.
Yeah, big shout out. Congratulations again.
Anyway,
here we go.
And Chicago this Thursday at Berlin.
We're good. That's a lot of stuff.
thanks
for listening.
All right,
Mike, take us away.
I'm gonna go to okay? And I'm not gonna find what I found in Chicago.
No, you won't.
I will not find that what I found in Chicago.
You won't.
Which I found the fucking house music. I seriously went for the first time in my life, and I cannot even comprehend what just happened. That I just walked into a club that was true house music, people going crazy for the seriously the house music, jack your body, everything. They didn't give a shit about what race you're from, what you're wearing, whether you're wearing neon, anything. It was house